As state lawmakers are working out differences in their transportation budgets, there's one thing in the Senate's version that doesn't seem to have anything to do with transportation. It's a change in a tax credit designed for low-income people, but it's being tied to the increase in the gas tax. The Senate transportation budget removes the income cap on the state's earned income tax credit and boosts it from 10% of the taxpayer's federal tax credit to 30%. Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff says it will save low-income taxpayers $38 million a year, and he says it's a fair offset to whatever gas tax increase is finally agreed on.
If you're at the very low end of the income range, that hurts you proportionally a lot more. So we wanted to provide additional relief to the people who needed it the most.
This wouldn't do what Democrats have long wanted. They want a credit that allows low-income taxpayers to pay no taxes, but also to get refunds. And the progressive think tank Policy Matters Ohio says it would benefit only an additional 1% of Ohioans. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.